worthy, yes he is. He's so worthy, he's so worthy, yes he is, yes he is. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on, just begin to give God praise. Just because he's worthy, not because of anything he can do, but just because of who he is. Come on now. High glory. This is, woo! We've been learning this week about getting the understanding, the power of understanding. High glory. Woo, my God. The power of understanding. Come on now, someone just begin to just magnify the Lord with me. Come on, just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. He's so worthy, yes he is, he's so worthy. He's so worthy, yes he is, he's so worthy. Come on now, just magnify the Lord. Come on, it's because of his goodness. Come on now, it'll be because of his goodness. His goodness, ha, glory. Come on, his goodness, come on now, his goodness, come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless you, we bless you. We magnify the Lord, yes we do, yes we do. Hallelujah. Hey, Kisha, oh my God, come on now. Just begin to praise the Lord, come on. Begin to bless his name. Oh my God. Ah, glory, his shot. Woo, my God. Ah, glory, his shot. Te la boca shot. Oh, my God. Mm. Hallelujah. Hey, que she te que shot. Hallelujah. Come on out. Just begin to magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. Come on out. Share the broadcast. Hallelujah. Come on now. 60 seconds of praise. Come on now. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Come on now. Hallelujah. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. We bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. Father, we bless your name. Come on now, 30 seconds. We bless your name, bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, bless him. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Father, we thank you. Whew. Listen, listen, listen. You are on the path of purpose and manifestation. Manifestation comes with understanding. Ha, glory. Come on now. I'm going to say it again. Your manifestation begins, good morning, Corey, with getting understanding. Good morning, John. Hallelujah, Lord, we bless your name. So, Father, I want to thank you. Well, listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it'll be the word, because the Bible says man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that comes or proceeded out of the mouth of God doth man live. So when you get the understanding that life begins with the word, okay? Oh my God, here we go. I'm gonna say it again. Life begins with the word. I want you to get that in your spirit. See, until you get a word from God, there is no life. There is no power source activated. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Yep. Oh, my God. See, somebody's going to get it today. Woo. Oh, my gosh. Amen and amen. Listen. Today's your day. Father, we thank you. Less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords. High glory, that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. High glory, shate. Woo, my gosh. High glory, shah. High glory. Oh my God. Woo, something's happening right now. Come on, somebody just begin praying in the spirit right now. The Lord's releasing something in the atmosphere. Ha glory. Oh my God, my God. Oh yes, he is. Ha glory. Ha glory. Glory, glory. Come on now. Ah, glory. Hey, que she te da boco sha. Hey, que sha te ronda da boco sha. Father, I thank you. Everything that we release in the spirit, high glory, I receive it right now. Come on now. Begin to pray in the spirit. High glory. It's sha te da boco. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Hey, que she te da boco sha. That we receive everything that we pray in the Holy Ghost. Ha glory ishande da boko sha. Ha glory ishate da boko isha. Oh my God, my God, my God, my God. Oh, somebody's gonna get it today. Ha glory. He kreshate da boko sha. Oh my God, he kreshata randa da ba. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you. Ha glory. Ha glory. Ah, Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Hey, come on now. Somebody give him praise. Hey, glow shot. Ha glory geshete. Ha glory shande da boko sha. Hey, geshete da boko sha. Ha glory. Glory. Ha glory shate kesha. Oh, glory. Ah, glory, Isha. Hey, glory, Isha. Ha, glory. Yeah. Come on, somebody. Come on. Father, right now. Come on, let's go to the word. Father, right now, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your presence. Father, we thank you, Lord God, high glory, for your anointing, the anointing of understanding, the anointing of understanding, the anointing of understanding, high glory, the anointing of understanding, high glory, shatelabokosha. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Father, we thank you for the anointing of understanding. Father, we give you praise, honor, and glory. We declare and decree that the blood of Jesus cleanses and covers this atmosphere. This atmosphere is set and ready to receive the seed of your word. And Father, you said that the seed is the word of God. And Father, you said, high glory. Woo! Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word. So Father, we just thank you that this is the day, today, you are going to cancel deaths. You're going to heal bodies. You're going to bring peace to worried minds, Lord God. Father, we destroy and deactivate any spirits of fear, doubt, and unbelief. Father, we declare and decree, our hearts are ready to receive the seed of your word. And Father, we will not only hear, but we will execute and do what you tell us through the word by the Spirit. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over our hearing. With our glory, let us hear with accuracy, clarity, and understanding. High glory. Hisha. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Someone give God praise. Come on. High glory. Now listen. The power of understanding. Now we're going to start with Proverbs chapter 4. Come on now. The power of understanding. Proverbs 4. Amen. Come on now. And when you get there, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Good morning, daughter. Come on now. Come on. The power. Come on. The power of understanding. High glory. High glory. He's shocked. Woo, someone's going to get this today. See, you've been trying to work in the power of faith, and faith cannot be activated until there's understanding. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey, Kisha. Woo, come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on, we're going forward. Come on now. I'm going to teach you today, high glory, the power of understanding. The devil can only steal, kill, and destroy what you don't understand in areas where you don't understand. If you don't have understanding that you were created in God's image and after his likeness, you cannot walk as a son of God, and you'll always try to be a servant. And servant slaves cannot reap the inheritance from the master. Oh, come on. Ah, see? The power of understanding. Come on now. Here we go. Proverbs chapter 4, starting at verse 4. He says, and he taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. Keep the word. Get the word and live. High glory. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. So first of all, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word. So once you get the word is powerful, okay? Okay, Paul said it's quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. But just getting the word is not enough. You must get the understanding of that word. Okay, this is why he says, now look, verse 6, forsake her not, she'll preserve you. Love her, she'll keep you. Wisdom is the what? First thing, okay? So getting the word, getting the wisdom, getting the will, the purpose of God, and with all of thy getting, what? Get understanding. Oh, come on now. Woo, come on now. Listen, oh man, I got to see if one of my high glory things is still here. Okay, here we go. The wisdom of God is this mind, is his thoughts, okay? It's the word, it's the will, okay? But the understanding is the spiritual discernment of God, okay? Without understanding, you cannot activate manifestation. Okay, oh my God, I'm waiting for somebody to just agree with me. Come on now. Woo! Come on now. Okay, let me just prove it to you. Okay, so listen, we were talking about the power of understanding, okay? So let's check it out, okay? This word understanding right here is, it's a Hebrew word called the binah of God, okay? It's the spiritual discernment or perception of God, okay? Oh my God, it's the spiritual discernment or perception of God. High glory. I'm going to say, is somebody getting this today? The spiritual discernment and perception, to perceive, to discern. Okay. And I'm going to break it down a little bit more because there's another faculty of that word, the binah. It means to discern, understand, to perceive. It means to give heed to. Okay. It means spiritual intelligence. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God. Oh, my. Woo, my God. To show oneself discerning. Oh, my God. Able to teach. Oh, God. Oh, oh. So. Okay. So, when you get. Okay. So now I made a statement. Okay. You can't receive from God. You can't activate the manifestation from God without understanding, okay? So let's go here. Let me just show you. Okay, go to Matthew chapter 13. Come on now. Someone type it as so. Matthew chapter 13. Amen. Look at verse 18. Okay, verse 18 and 19. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Jesus used the parable of the sower in most of his teaching ministry because he used illustrated images to give them understanding of what he was teaching by the Spirit. Okay, so the farmer sowing seed. God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time shall not cease, okay? So hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word, okay, there's the word, of what? The kingdom. Jesus taught about the kingdom. He didn't teach about himself. He taught about the kingdom of God, God's way of doing things, okay? Ha, glory, sha. And understands it not, okay? Then cometh the devil, the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart, which is the seed, the farmer, the parable of the sower. He went about sowing seed. Where? In the ground of the heart. Oh, come on now. Okay, so when you do not understand, the devil steals the seed of the word. No understanding, no seed. No seed, no power. Okay. I'm going to show you that too. Now drop down to verse 23, okay? But he that receives seed into the good ground of his heart is he that what? Heareth the what? Word. And what? Understands it. Which also what? Brings fruit and brings forth some 100, some 60, some 30. So when you get understanding, based on your level of understanding, it activates the level of manifestation. 100-fold, unlimited, 60-fold, and 30-fold. Different levels of understanding. Oh, come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Are you getting this? So, when understanding is activated, manifestation begins immediately. And the devil cannot come that way once you have understanding. As long as you cast down every imagination and thought. It's not that he won't try, but as long as you keep the understanding in power and in operation, he can no longer hinder you in that area. If you have a problem with anger, then the Bible says, the word says, it's okay to be angry, but sin not. And when you have the understanding that God gets angry, but he sins not, okay? Why? Sin means to miss the mark, and God never misses the mark, okay? In other words, you don't allow your flesh to be in power. You allow your spirit and your soul to be in agreement with the word and purpose of God, and your body will follow. Oh, come on, somebody. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. See, I'm taking my time because I want you to understand this. Okay? When you get understanding, you activate manifestation. Okay? Now listen. High glory. Let's go here. We're going to go to Brother Luke for just a second. Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. Come on now. See, we're going somewhere. Luke chapter 8. I want you to get this. Now remember, I told you, look at verse 5, okay? Now remember, I said that this seed is the word of God, right? Okay, so let me prove it to you. The seed is the word of God. Verse 5, a sower went out to sow his what? Seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. Okay. Verse 6, and some fell upon a rock. Verse 7, and some fell upon thorns. Verse 8, and others fell on good ground and sprung up and bare fruit 100-fold. He that hath ears, let him hear. Now, in verse 11, it says, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Okay. So when you understand, when you get the seed of the word and you plant it in your what? David said, I hid thy word deep in my heart that I might not sin against God. Okay? When you understand getting the word first and asking the Father for understanding of that word. See, in order to receive the word, okay, you have to hear it and hide it in your heart and then begin to execute or do the word. This is what James said. Don't just be hearers of the word, but be doers also. The doers, you must have understanding to do. Okay? So here's the key of walking in the power of understanding. David told Solomon to ask God for wisdom and understanding. So when you understand that the kingdom of God is based on seed time and harvest, planting a seed, reaping a harvest. You were created in God's image, okay? So God speaks the word and he expects a harvest to come back, okay? This is why he said, give and it shall be given, good measure pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall what? Men given to your bosom, okay? Why? Because if I'm correct, the word says, he that sows sparingly shall reap sparingly. He that sows bountifully shall reap bountifully. Because God loves a what? Cheerful what? Giver. So everything in God's kingdom, everything that God created after his image and after his likeness gives, okay? Good, bad, or indifferent, okay? Why? Because the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he what? Gave. He didn't give out of obligation. He gave out of love. Okay. See, I'm trying to teach you something. Here's the understanding. High glory. The ground, high glory. Who shall tell about? And the anointing that you sow into. If you do not love them first, the ground will be tainted. Oh, come on now. If the ground is good ground, that means you really love the person, the ministry, you're receiving, feeding, and the nurturing from that ground, then because you love the place where you're planted, you will give cheerfully. Okay, come on now. And then as you give cheerfully, you will begin to reap bountifully. Because the Bible says, what you pray or do in secret, I will what? Reward you openly. Oh my God, see, I'm trying to get something to you. Woo, my God, my God. When you get the understanding that everything that Abraham did, glory, when he sold into Melchizedek, the king and priest, oh, come on now, of Midian and Salem, when he gave, okay, he didn't create a religion. He didn't create a religion of tithe and offering. That God didn't even tell him to do it. But because he received a blessing, Melchizedek blessed him first. And then the Bible says, Abram gave him a tithe or a tenth of all. Oh, come on now. It wasn't because God was trying to get money from him. Oh, my God, my God. I'm trying to get somebody to understand. Woo, because he received a word. And from that word, he got understanding. Okay, this is how David became the son. Jesus became the son of David. Why? Because David was the first king that was a king and a priest. Oh my God. Then Paul said, we are kings and priests, and Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Okay, I'm trying to get something to you. Is somebody getting something? If you're getting somebody, type, it is so. See, oh my God, my God. See, you have to, oh my God. See, we'll have to go there now. See? See, my daughter done got on here and done opened up a whole big can. But let's go here. Oh, my God, my God. See, someone's going to get this today. Oh, my God. Oh, okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Genesis, I believe that's chapter 14. Okay, Genesis 14. Okay. Come on. I want to say, da-da-da-da-da. Woo-woo-woo. Okay, okay. Verse 18. Genesis 14, and we're going to start at verse 18, okay? Because I want you to see this. See, I want you to get this right now. And Melchizedek, now, this is after Abram, his nephew and children and wealth and livestock is kidnapped. Okay, Lot is not the only one that's kidnapped, but because the kidnappers came and got his family, Abram said, no, 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 you don't touch anything of mine. I'll whoop your head. And he got 300 of his mighty men and went over there and whooped head. Okay, Verse 18, and Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the what? Priest of El Elyon, the Most High. So he comes and he brings a communion. He has communion with Abram. Oh, come on now. And he blessed him. Okay, what's this word bless mean? Okay, let me just show you. The blessing, it means the supernatural empowerment and presence to prosper and be successful. Okay? Woo! Somebody get that, okay? So, and he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of the heavens and the earth. And blessed be the Most High, which has delivered your enemies into your hand. And Abram gave him tithe of all. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God, my God. It wasn't because he wanted him to obey and bow down and become a son to him. No, he spoke the blessing of the Lord over him. Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and add no sorrow. He blessed him. Okay? Woo, my God. And because he blessed him, Abraham's love, Abram's love, this is before he becomes Abraham. Abram's love is activated and he gives him a tithe of all of the spoil. Woo! He did, the word doesn't say God made him do that. Because the king and the priest activated love upon Abram, okay, and blessed him, spoke a empowering word over his life into his spirit. The understanding of giving of Genesis 8:22 was activated in Abram. Woo, my God. And before there was a Malachi chapter 3, you have to read, high glory, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9, okay? Okay, I want you to get understanding. Now listen, here's the understanding. Okay, you're going to understand why you're going to sow and give from now on. It's not going to be because somebody's trying to make you feel guilty. Oh, come on. Okay. Woo, come on now. Try to guilt shame you into giving finances. No, 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 no. Here's the understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9. Honor who? The Lord. With what? Your substance, okay? Woo, my God. And with the first fruit of all thine increase. So, okay, so why are we honoring the Lord and with the first fruits, okay? You honor the Lord with your substance, and the first fruit goes into the hand of the priest, okay? The prophet in your life. Why? So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new, fresh wine, power, anointing, and spirit. This is why you're going to give into the kingdom. This is why. Not because somebody tries to put guilt and condemnation over your life. No, 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 no. If you love me in this ministry, if you love the ground and the teaching, if you've been getting understanding and clarity, if growth has happened in your life, if manifestation has happened in your life, if prosperity has been released in your life, if health, woo, high glory, and peace of mind and joy has been activated in your life, then this is the good ground in your life. Woo, my God, my God. Someone type, I receive it, it is so. But listen, you can't receive if you don't give. That's the key. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest time shall not cease. Come on, somebody give God praise and get your seed ready right now. Come on now. Come on now. I want you to get this. Here it is. High glory. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your what? Soul prospers. Okay, Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and hot, day and night shall not cease. Seed time is the period of planting seed or investing in the kingdom consistently. Harvest is the manifestation of the fruit from your seed sowing. So the manifestation begins when you understand why you are giving. Woo, and what you are giving into. That's the key. Okay, so there are two ways to give into this ministry. First, into the ministry itself, the church. You can use the website, www.restoredministriesint.org. Amen. You can use the Zelle and go from your account into the ministry account. High glory. By using our Gmail at restoredmintl@gmail.com, okay? And the second way is to do what Abram did and honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruit. When you bring the first fruit or the first fruit of all things, it's called an oblation or a teruma. It means a heave offering or a wave offering, because it's my job as the priest and the prophet of this ministry to go behind the veil and take your offering behind the veil and wave it before the Lord and declare and speak the blessing of the Lord in and on your life and to rest in your house. And the first of all your first of all your oblations or teruma shall be the priest. The priest, and therefore you should also give the priest the first of all your dough, that he, the priest, the prophet, may cause the what? Blessing to rest in your house. Now, you receive the blessing of the teruma by sowing directly into the hand of the prophet and priest of this ministry. And that's who I am. So you can use my Cash App at $MDBryant. Okay, that's my new Cash App. Glory. Cash App, $MDBryant. Okay, use that, sow the seed into that, and I declare the blessing over your life. Come on now, lift your hands. Father, I thank you. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I declare and decree that as they give out of love, as they sow out of love and out of understanding, the hundredfold, the 60-fold, and 30-fold is activated. I declare and decree from the north, south, east, and west, above and beneath, favor, greater wealth and prosperity, divine health rests upon them. And Father, I declare and decree that the enemy has no place in them, in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen. Now listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow. Thank you for being a partner and supporter of this ministry. Go back, read the word, read the scriptures, get it back in your heart that you may go to another level. Be blessed.